This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The reality of the financial crisis in the United States hit Europe this past week after five banks narrowly avoided collapse. Yesterday in Paris, French President Nicolas Sarkozy called an urgent meeting of the continent's four largest economic powers to try to come up with a plan to protect Europe's financial institutions and reassure its citizens. Eleanor Beardsley has this report.
In a gesture of unity, the leaders of Britain, France, Italy, and Germany posed in front of clicking photographers before heading into talks at the mini-financial summit held last night at the Élysée Presidential Palace. But this past week, as Britain, then France and Belgium, then the Netherlands bailed out or nationalized banks, there seemed little agreement on how to handle the growing crisis. German Chancellor Angela Merkel immediately nixed France's idea of creating a European bailout fund, saying Germany would write no blank checks, and a chorus of opposition greeted Ireland's unilateral decision to guarantee its banks' deposits and debts. That discord, at least officially, subsided last night when the continent's leaders presented a unified plan to deal with the crisis. President Sarkozy said it was based on European values.
Nous voulons poser les bases.
We want to lay the groundwork for a capitalism of the entrepreneur and not the speculator. We want transparency and a moral capitalism with the creation of value. We want people to have confidence, and we want to create a new world on the ashes of this crisis.
While there will be no rescue fund, the leaders pledged to continue bailing out their nation's banks in tight coordination with fellow EU members. They also called for an end to golden parachutes and for sanctions on executives of failing banks. And in the words of the French Prime Minister, with the world teetering on the edge of the abyss, the Big Four called for an international conference to be held as soon as possible that would bring sweeping reforms of the global finance system. Their words were meant to restore consumer confidence, but it wasn't clear that would work. Not far from the summit, Parisian Jean Perrier was standing in line to buy a baguette at the bakery. Perrier says he fears European leaders can do little to ward off an inevitable recession.
There's no government of Europe. We only have a central bank, and we have nothing else to run the euro. So it's very difficult to find a solution.
Until last week, many in continental Europe still thought they would avoid the worst of the crisis, which was long seen as a result of Anglo-Saxon-style capitalism gone wild. During the summit press conference, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi complimented the U.S. on its $700 billion bailout plan, but he made it clear that Europe and America were not in the same boat.
Europe never faced the risks in the American system. Europeans set aside money in savings. A large proportion of them own their homes, and we have not had a collapse in housing prices in Italy.
European leaders say it's time for a set of different values to form the foundation of a new financial system to replace what many here call Wall Street's neo-capitalism. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.